And this is dictation for Lorna, L-O-R-N-A, Waddle, W-A-D-L-E, March 344. Address as a letter to... Sweetwater, Sweetwater Medical, attention to Sheila, Sheila Affel, Affeld. Dear Sheila, a consultation for Mrs. Waddle with abnormal kidney function comes accompanied with grandson Adam, A-D-A-N, which is a nurse which we have worked together before. There has been abnormalities of kidney function, appears to be progressive. She has chronic atrial fibrillation, for what she received anticoagulation with Eliquis. Is my understanding back in November 2023, severe anemia symptomatic, requiring 3 units of packet of red blood cells, EGD colonoscopy. At that time, Dr. Smith, here in ALMA, A-L-M-A, did not found a source. Since then, adjustment of Eliquis and hemoglobin did stabilize. She follows with Dr. Mohan, M-O-H-A-N, cardiology. Presently, no major changes on weight or appetite, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, abdominal pain, no present bleeding, diarrhea, or constipation. She denies changes in urination in terms of cloudiness or blood, or decreased volume, no infection. There is no major lower extremity edema. She has localized scleroderma on the left leg. No claudication symptoms. No discolor of the toes. Denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents. No chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea. No oxygen. That's UCPA machine at night for many years, no orthopnea PND, no purulent material hemoptysis, minimal bruises, no bleeding, nose gums, headaches, no skin rash, review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, her past medical history, atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated, exposed to antiarrhythmics, thyroid replacement, gastrointestinal bleeding as indicated above, localized scleroderma and sleep apnea. She denies deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism. She denies TIS stroke seizures. She denies chronic liver disease. She's not aware of coronary artery disease or congestive heart failure. Next paragraph. Surgeries including appendix, a rupture ovarian cyst many years back, eventually hysterectomy and the other ovary removed, debridement for abscess or cyst on the left leg secondary to the scleroderma, atrial fibrillation ablation at least three opportunities, coronary artery disease with prior bypass. She's not sure about one or three vessels or stents. She thinks there was a valve repair. All these 10 years or longer back at BayCity, BayCity. Right sided hernia. Left thumb trigger finger repair. Gallbladder. Next paragraph, allergic to prednisone. Makes atrial fibrillation faster. Next paragraph, no smoking, alcohol, present or past. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, medication review. Take Protanix, Lasix, Bisoprolol, Eliquis, Multaq, MTAQ, thyroid, potassium, magnesium, Tylenol. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph on physical exam. Weight 131, height 61.5, blood pressure 150 over 60 on the right, 160 over 66 on the left. She's very pleasant, alert, orientation time 3, normal pupils, no facial asymmetry, no mucosal abnormalities, does have JBD, no carotid bruises or lymph nodes, question fullness of the thyroid, lungs are clear, has atrial fibrillation, does have a regular rhythm, no pericardial wrap, increases too, probably from valve repair, liver spleen not palpable, no ascites, no abdominal bruits, peripheral pulses decrease, scleroderma on a linear, L-I-N-E-A, linear distribution with irregular scar tissue on the left leg, some distal cyanosis on the toes, next paragraph, chemistries from July, creatinine improved to 1.7, GFR was not calculated, normal sodium potassium acid base, normal albumin phosphorus, no calcium, uric acid height 11.8, anemia 11.2 with a normal white blood cell and platelets. In May, creatinine was 2 for a GFR of 25. At that time, normal calcium, albumin, liver testing, persistent anemia, 1 plus of protein in the urine without blood. Over time, creatinine, January of this year, 1.69, 1.21, December last year, 1.33. November 1.47, before that fluctuating between 1 and 1.3. Anemia is at least the last 1 year. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Patient has progressive chronic kidney disease. Looks to me that hypertension, atherosclerosis might be a major factor. Kidney ultrasound, including arterial Doppler, will be done. Continue present medications, including salt restriction, physical activity. She has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. There is low level of protein in the urine, however, no blood or inflammatory cells to suggest active glomerular nephritis or vasculitis. we are going to update anemia with iron studies, B12, folic acid, reticulocyte. Because of renal failure and anemia, I'm going to do free light change and immunofixation for plasma cell disorder. Her scleroderma has been localized, not systemic. Continue to monitor blood pressure at home. At this moment, no phosphorus binders, no change of diet for potassium or acid base, no EPO treatment. Further advice to follow with results. All questions answered, end of dictation.